Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Now, cancer outcomes for patients in Ireland have stagnated and in some cases disimproved in recent years. This is as a result of the government's failure to properly fund the National Cancer Strategy, an Oireachtas committee has heard. The head of the Irish Cancer Society told the Joint Committee on Health that people in Ireland today are not being given the best possible chance of surviving cancer. We're joined now by Irish Cancer Society Chief Executive Eva Power. And Eva, you're welcome to the programme this afternoon. From poster child to not really serving cancer patients, well, what's happened?
Well, poster child was between this is our third national cancer strategy. The first two were from 1996. That was the first one, and then 2006. And in the 20-year period between those, survival increased quite significantly from 44% to 65%. But also at the end of that, so in 2018, which is the last year for which we've comparative data with other European countries, we were still far behind. So we, at that point in 2018, had the third highest cancer mortality in Western Europe, and we're far behind leading countries like Finland, Spain. And the point of our third national cancer strategy was to improve those outcomes further and to ensure that Irish people are giving the best possible chance in comparative international terms of both surviving cancer and having a good quality of life afterwards. But that was 7 years ago that the strategy was published, and in the seven budgets that have been introduced since then, the strategy has only been given proper funding in two of those. And this year, the HSE, and they said this themselves at the health committee today, the chief clinical officer said this, they saw 20 million for the National Cancer Strategy and got nil.
Well, and when you say proper funding, so that's an example for this year, but for the previous 7 years, they only got proper funding, as you say, in two of them. What do you mean by proper funding? Is that there was an amount that absolutely had to be given, or you know, what would you quantify proper?
Yeah, so understand that it was estimated at the time that it would take about 140 million and that you would, that cumulatively at the end of the strategy, there should be an extra 140 million every year remaining in the health budget, and that they would build up to that over time. And that hasn't happened. We've had 2 years in which 20 million was given, others in which it was as low as just under 3 million. And the last 2 years, no funding. And the result of that, there's a huge human cost to that. The result is that targets have not been met, that waiting times for cancer tests are consistently exceeded, that people who are reliant on the public system are waiting far longer than they should be to get that news, and as a result, at risk of having a more advanced cancer when they do. Surgery is continuously faces disruption due to competing pressures in the health service. And just across the board, we're not making the progress that we should have, and cancer has not been given the political priorities that it should have in recent years.
So we also have some unmet targets in terms of where we want to get to with cancer care, don't we? For example, prevention targets like reducing smoking.
Yeah, so the target was that by 2025, the adult daily smoking rate would be 5%. We're way off that. The last figures were more than double that. So we're far off that. So I think it's highly unrealistic that that will have happened in the next year. And that's really important. And cancer prevention is really important because 4 out of 10 cancers are preventable. And it's a really like easy area, or kind of like sensible area for the state to invest in making sure that people never end up in cancer services. And then the other area, again, of obvious investment is early detection. The earlier cancer is detected, the easier it is to treat, and the less expensive it is to treat. And again, we haven't seen the investment that was promised there in recent years. So what we've called out today, what we're calling for, is that Simon Harris, when he was the Minister for Health when the strategy was published and set out this ambition for Ireland, and we're calling on him now as Taoiseach to make sure that it's a whole of government priority, and that it does get the funding it deserves.
To what extent did the pandemic play a part in this, do you know?
So, look, before, so as I said, even in 2018, before COVID, our outcomes were far behind leading countries, and more people were both getting cancer and dying from cancer here than would be the case in the best performing countries. But COVID has made that worse. So if anything, that figure around 140 million being needed is actually probably very conservative, given the impact that COVID had on screening, spending on tests and on treatment, and the thousands of cancers that went undiagnosed during COVID, and the need to catch up on all of that.
One of the things you're looking for is protected beds for cancer patients. Can you talk me through that?
So look, this has been an issue for years. It was particularly acute during COVID, when every time there was a COVID surge, cancer surgeries were cancelled, tests were cancelled because they don't have the bed. So you can't operate, you can't do a surgery if there's not a bed to put the person in afterwards. It's also a consistent feature. It used to be just, you know, during the winter. That's a particular feature during the winter when the hospitals, when the EDs and the hospital system is under pressure. But now clinicians would tell us it's just year round. It's no longer a winter surge. And I know you've covered that here. It's just an overstretched and under-resourced health system. And we're seeing, like, you know, we talk to cancer leaders around the country, clinicians who tell us that they're putting the, like, and the hospital managers are putting these invidious decisions of having to decide, you know, do you take the 8-year-old out of an ED department and give them a bed, or do you do the cancer surgery that was scheduled for today? And those are outrageous decisions for anybody to have to make. And it's far past time that we really need to see the investment and priority put in to make sure that our health service as a whole and our cancer services in particular are delivering, and that people are getting the care and the outcomes they deserve.
So would you think, Avril, that because this area hasn't got the funding that it needed over the last 7 years, that lives have been put at risk as a result?
Yeah, I unfortunately have to say, and I'm, you know, I know what it means for me as Chief Executive of the Irish Cancer Society to say that, and how difficult that is to hear from anybody who's going through cancer at the minute, to hear me say that they're not being given the best possible chance. But we also have responsibility to hold government to account and call out failures and put pressure on to deliver. And I think the sad reality is, when you look at those figures and the fact that we've, you know, the third highest cancer mortality in Western Europe, that means that if we were performing up there with Finland, with Spain, with other leading countries, hundreds of lives would be saved every year. And that's just a simple reality. And I think our doctors do the best that they possibly can with the resources that they have. But we had, you know, two doctors before the Oireachtas with us today. You'd call him Henry, the Chief Clinical Officer, Richard O'Leary, the Director of the National Cancer Control Programme and the HSE, saying that they've asked for these resources. They asked for 20 million in this budget, 20 million in the last budget for the National Cancer Strategy, and got nil. And that's why I think it's at the political level that things need to change and resources need to be put in place.
Just finally then, what about research funding? I imagine this is affecting that also.
Absolutely. And, you know, Ireland, research is one area where we're really far behind. When the strategy was published, the target was having 6% of patients on clinical trials. And trials are so important for giving patients access to innovative new medicines. We would have said 6% at the time was very conservative and way beyond leading countries that would be at like 10-20%. But yet, actually, this is one of the areas we've gone backwards. And on the latest figures, we're at about 2%. We started at 3% in 2017. We're at 2% now. So
you're saying other countries would be at 10?
Some of the, like, the best performing centres, like you would have comprehensive cancer centres, proper cancer institutes, that would be at like 20% of their patients would be on trials. Mm-hmm. And we know that, even just in terms of why it's so important to have research active hospitals, we know that patients in research active hospitals do better. They get access to newer medicines. They attract the best clinicians. Like, our clinicians train in the best centres in the world. They go to John Hopkins. They go to Sloan Kettering. They work in research active environments, and then they come back here and aren't given those resources here. And that's a shame.
Avril Power, thank you very much for joining us this evening.